I make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Now, aye, George?
You're muted again, George. You gotta unmute yourself.
Okay, so, you say that 4-0. Okay, next is approval of the regular minutes, November 4th.
Yeah, I saw nothing wrong with minutes, so I'll make a motion for approval.
Motion to second, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
You can just raise your hand, George. Aye. You either have to mute yourself or raise your hand. Okay?
Okay.
All right, citizens' concerns?
That's you.
Me?
Yes, yeah, you're on.
Okay, sorry. My name's Eric Wilson, I'm here to seek approval for our annual bike ride in May.
Okay. I thought it was a little ways off, but...
Yeah, it's way, we're trying to be a little bit earlier with our planning, because we got to talk to sponsors and vendors and stuff, and just...
Yep.
Make it a little easier for us in February and March to plan a little bit ahead. So,
all right.
Yeah, so it's May 9th. I scheduled for May 9th, and we start at 9 with the big ride, which is the one that comes through a little piece of Concord on Bradley Bear Road, that little, and back to Wilson Road, and then up into Victory. So,
okay.
Plan still about 350 people. Probably about 200 of those do the big ride.
Okay.
And have had no incidents for 3 years now. So we were just wanting like to get all the town approvals.
Yeah.
Yep.
We are able to.
Are you going to set a rain date for this? Or just inclement weather regardless?
Yeah, we did. Last year was a little bit sketchy, but it sprinkled a little bit in the beginning, but then it kind of... Stop. We don't really have a rain day. We'll do it rain or shine, snow,
yeah.
Of course, but if we get snow, that would be a little bit problematic.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, it's too much planning to do a rain day.
Okay. Well, I make a motion that we approve the, I can't remember the name of it.
The Ride for Mo.
Ride for Mo on May 9th of 2026.
I second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's going to be 4. George is raising his hand.
And we get, of course, insurance, the liability, and we get add all the towns to that, so we can get you that certificate if you want ahead of time.
Yeah, if you could send me one, that would be great.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Very much. Thank you very much.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Okay. We have available elected positions for March 4th. That's not right. It's not 3rd. Candidate petitions are due Monday, January 26th of 2026. I got some typos in there, Susan. So we have auditor, 3 years, library trustee, 5 year. Two other library trustees filling out the remainder of the 5-year terms, moderator, two select board, and myself and the treasurer. And I brought petitions for Chris and Bill.
Chris will not be running.
No?
No.
Bill will not be running.
Okay.
Yeah.
If your petitions just in case. There's a change.
Well, just get Chris changes.
Yeah, and I'll write Bill's name on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sunday, February 1st is the last day to post the warnings. So I would like to post on Thursday, January 29th, just so Sunday is tough to go around and stuff. Any questions on that? The company LHS that maintains the voting tabulators came and checked my tabulator. They ran the sample ballots and updated the software. All's working well and set for March elections. I signed a contract for the online land records with COTS Systems and had Audra pay the yearly fee of $2,210. This is a change from we used to pay monthly. And then George did ask me to check the ownership of that small parking lot across from the ball field on the crossroad. The town tax maps in that section are not correct. Paula and I did a lot of researching today. I think it is the town that owns the parcel, but we still have some more digging to do. So I did find a plan. The old town garage used to be there on the other side.
The other track, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, kind of sketchy down in there. That is all. Unless you have questions for me.
Thank you, Linda. All right. Treasurer. Okay.
She's absent.
Road commissioner, is that what this Milton Cat thing is about?
Yeah, but Dane gave me a quick call before I headed up. He just wanted to let the board know that that is just an estimated figure. Just a quick whatever, because we're going into the budget season and those amounts could probably change, but it's just like a roundabout figure.
Okay.
All right. So
we should be looking at about $200,000.
$250,000, because this doesn't include forks for it, or
they're not interchangeable with the machine.
Well, this is the loader. I don't know if they have them for the loader. I don't know. I mean, that's all Dane.
Okay. All right.
I'm just going on what he said.
Okay. All right.
But it's just a figure to consider.
Yeah. Okay. Fire department?
Letter in there from...
Actually, Jordan just signed on.
Yep. His muted microphone is microphone muted too.
Jordan, if you can hear us, you're muted.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
There you go.
Oh, that's Jordan Belanger.
Yeah.
Yeah. George is still muted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Jordan's muted again. All right. So looks like we have a resignation here from Richard. And you're recommending that Jordan Belanger will be appointed in your place?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's why you're here, Jordan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Alright. Alright, Mr. Belanger.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you're it. I'll take a motion to... Is this a town thing or a state thing?
You have to approve it, and so we'll have to get with the state, and then they do their thing.
I would first entertain a motion to accept Richard's resignation.
I'll do that. I'll make a motion. We accept Richard's resignation.
And a second. All right. I have a motion and a second to accept Richard's resignation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and George is raising his hand. All right, that's 4-0, and I would entertain a motion to nominate Jordan Belanger to be the fire warden for the town of Compton.
I will move that motion forward.
Yeah, I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, very good. Do you have anything you want to say under fire department, Jordan?
No, sir.
All right, very good, thank you. All right, in the absence of Nick, we'll move on to new business. First item is gift cards.
Yeah, for Christmas.
Yep. Do you know what we have in our budget for that?
No.
I know it's not what we did last year.
I don't know. Well, it's usually we put something aside of miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. What's in hear you now.
I would recommend that we do the what we did last year. So.
I don't think we have the money to do that, George, because we used ARPA money last year.
Oh, okay.
There's only, right now, there's only 403 in the miscellaneous.
Right. Do you know what we did the year before, Susan?
The year before, I think we did 100 for full-time and 50 for part-time.
Right.
I believe.
Right. Anybody want to discuss this, or you want me to?
How many full-time, what's the net on this?
There's six full-time and one, two part-time.
All right, so $700, yeah. All right, yeah, we'll just do what we did 2 years ago.
Well, I was going to entertain a motion that we do 200 and 100. And that's just my thinking on it.
Yeah.
This would be an awesome time for you to pick up, Jason.
Yeah.
We get something. If you can hear me, I agree with Chris.
I would say, yeah, it's hard to keep people these days, so
yeah, I mean,
any little bit we could do would
yeah.
be appreciated, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, we've got that 20,000 of the sidewalk didn't get used. Yeah. Just saying. There's money there.
Okay. All right. Make a motion. Gift card for this year, $200 for full-time, $100 for part-time people.
I'd second that.
All right. Have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Next item is the traffic ordinance amendment.
Oh, yes.
And so the first is some palaver that goes on.
Yeah, well, the last meeting you wanted me to look into a ordinance for it.
Yeah.
But the more I got looking and like researching it, most towns do like they have it in their traffic ordinance, and we already had a traffic ordinance. So it's much easier to do just an amendment than a whole ordinance.
Okay.
So it says, this will be the amendment right down here.
It shall be unlawful to park at any time on any of yep. the traveled portion of any highway so as to obstruct traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the amendment must be there shall be no overnight parking on town-owned properties, mm-hmm. parking lots, or town right-of-ways, with the exception of on-duty town employees.
Yep. Yep, because there was. I took it from, I think this is Williston.
All right.
I looked at different ones, and it's just that really quick little sentence that they have with their ordinance, or their in their ordinance.
So doing this as an amendment, does that mean when we vote on it, it becomes fact, or?
It'll have to be posted. Like I put like today's date, it was adopted, let's say it adopted today.
Yeah.
And then of course it has to be posted in around town to show everybody, just like this. This is what will be actually posted.
Yeah.
And on the website and whatnot. And if anybody objects to it, then they have the right to bring a petition, which has to be signed by 5% of the voters,
right.
by January 16th. If nobody does that, then the ordinance, this amendment, goes into effect on February 2nd.
All right. Okay. I would entertain a motion to move forward with this amendment.
I would make a motion to move forward with this, to the amendment on the parking regulations.
Well, how about if I put, you have to adopt. So Jason right. made a motion to adopt
yep.
the amendment, ordinance amendment.
And I'll second Jason's
adoption.
Adoption.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
So we're going to amend the adoption?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Very good, George. That's 4-0. Next is the town hall. So the foundation is complete, the masonry is complete, and they are working on patching the siding right now. As far as the clock, Susan, mm-hmm. how long before the clock is working?
Should be...
soon?
Well, we've got to have a little bit of work because he did one complete side, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And then he got to working on the striker side. And, of course, it was so gunky. And when he got all that cleaned off, he realized there was a couple major parts that were really broken. So to go a little bit of a cheaper route for the striker is going to be electric. Just the striker.
Okay.
Not the whole clock. So we have to have a little bit of electrician work done,
all right.
but I'm thinking maybe a month
all right.
or so.
And then that doesn't seem too bad, so then we won't have to wind up that box of rocks. It's just a cannonball we have to wind up.
Right, okay. right. Yeah, because he got in there and looked at it, and he says, oh, he says, there's a lot more, and he said it's going to be a lot more expensive to do it. And I said, well, we want to keep the original. He said, oh, yeah, it's just the striker part. Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, well, all right, I could live with that.
All right.
But, yeah, he just went down, and I guess, like, where the balls were, because we kind of cleaned it all out, all the stuff, and then he went down to do something down there, the clock guy, and all that shit was all back there. So they moved it out again. But I did let Harold know, too, that I wasn't sure when our clock guy was coming back, so I just wanted to make sure that his crew knew that something might be moving and not
yeah.
didn't want anybody getting hurt. You know, so, but hopefully it wouldn't be too much longer.
All right. Nice.
But it is moving.
Cemetery committee, I guess that's on ice for right now.
Yeah, I guess it, yeah. Yeah. Slow time of year.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah, okay. Way funnier if I don't have to explain it. Okay. And... under other business, I would only ask, are the phones fixed in this building yet?
To a certain point. Uh-huh. Now it's a problem with, it's, now we're having a problem with the, is it Spectrum? No. Whoever our phone company, Consolidated.
Yeah.
Because they upgraded and gave us a new modem. And now, for some reason, it doesn't want to, of course it's all mechanical, it doesn't want to recognize our new phones. So the phone guy that installed the phones is having meetings with Consolidated, and they're trying to figure it out.
Right.
Because Consolidated said, it's not us, fix it on your own. And I'm to the point where I'm going to say, we're going to go with another company.
I thought we had internet phones here.
No.
Like Charter.
No. Huh. No, we have Consolidated for... and then we have, I think it's Spectrum for internet.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
Yeah. They upgraded, made it supposed to be all better.
All right.
And now nothing works.
All right.
But you can still dial. You can, we can get phone calls.
All right.
But you have to use the 1094 number.
Okay.
Because we had the two numbers, you know, the 2910, but now we got the all 1094.
Right. And then the last thing that I would bring up under other is, last week, there were several people here about a gate. Did you get back to them?
No, I've been waiting for Dane. Because right. Dane was going to take a ride up and check it. And
okay.
I know the owner, he found out that a petition had gone around, and he came in here and asking about it, and I said, well, right now, nothing is happening right this second.
So. The only thing is, we told them we would get back to them, and I want to make sure that we do.
Okay. Well, I don't know. What do you want me to tell them?
Yeah. So, I guess I'll call Dane, and okay. I'll find out. All right? And then I'll call him back.
Okay.
Okay? Because we told him we would call him back, and we said that we would, mm-hmm. and I want
to
make sure.
Well, I did talk to Doug the other night, which was, he was part of that. He was at my house the other day, and I told him, I said, we're still looking into it. I said, it's so... with the lines and everything else, and he didn't seem to be too worried about it.
All right.
But I also got the second part of the story. Of course, there's three sides, his, and the truth. So.
All right, fair enough. Anything else? Take a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, so moved.
All right, very good.
Good.
All right. Oh, great. need you to sign this.
Speaking of that, would you be willing to sign my petition for town clerk?
I have.
For signed and we'll grab this.
The only issue, Consolidated don't like to give up the whole numbers.
Really? That just didn't work.
Yes, that's.
Yeah, I talked to the inspectors and they have like 76 to drag it on. Since I went to internet, I want to get them all the same phone number.
Yeah, and we have internet phones, but for some reason I thought it was.
And Billy, you sure I can't give you a.
All right, George, we're all done.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm gonna let somebody jump in here that can get something done.
Because my original email, I still have to carry it. Same company.
If you give it to me, I may be tempted, but I'm just.
Well, I'm gonna give you in case you find somebody else that you might.
You know, that's a capital idea.
Because you know, if we don't do it, we're gonna need somebody.
You know, I was thinking about that, Class 4 road deal, is that if you look at Woodward Hill Road, which where Helmuth's, which is the old Coney Farm, up past me.